Look at him since he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bean.
Oh, solid.
Well, have you been caller?
Stop rushing me.
It's been 3 days.
So? These things take time.
Apparently. So did you write everything down like you've been saying you were going to do?
Of course I did. Took me 5 hours. Here.
There's only been 4 sentences.
Well, I'm not a writer, am I?
I thought you were going to say everything you've been feeling about her.
I did.
Well, the first sentence just been say you hate her, and the other 3 about the diamond necklace she been take off you.
Well, that's all that needs to be said. Isn't that right, Pete?
I'm staying out of this.
Oh, no, you're not. You started this whole debacle.
And I'm finishing it.
Finishing it, you say? What on earth makes you think you can finish anything?
You're not going to call her, so let's all move on with our lives.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would, actually. These last 3 days have been driving me insane.
Well, you're not getting off that easily, Peter Anderson. I don't know what persuaded you to bring that woman back into our lives.
It was all of Arthur's talk about family. So, if you want to blame anybody, blame him.
Wait, what?
That's right. Coming in here talking about how solid your family is. How dare you give us false hope?
Have you mob been drinking?
If that woman was here, I'd give her a piece of my mind.
Was anybody expecting somebody?
No.
Don't look at me.
Look out the window, Pete.
Holy cow.
What? It's a cow?
No, it's Hellfire. I mean Helena.
Oh no. Hi, everybody.
Can you say it any louder?
Could this finally be the conclusion between Helena and Jane? Let's hope so. I'm tired of dragging this out. Tune in tomorrow and see if this gammon scriptwriter has finally got his act together by concluding this one.